Blog Hi. Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Shirley Ajayi Show. We're starting a little late today because we were busy doing a little research. But today we're supposed to have Chef Jubilee, and we're talking about the restaurant MP Kitchen in Forest Park. At least that's one of the restaurants we went to. Usually we have, you know, different restaurants that we go to. So, Chef Jubilee has been with us a couple of times, and we enjoyed her insights into eating properly, even though, I mean, she's not perfect with it, but, you know, we still enjoy it. And this is Shirley Ajayi, your host, talking. And you can reach me at theoraShow@gmail.com or theoraShow@yahoo.com. And MP Kitchen is in Forest Park. And they have and we went there for breakfast last week. Last week I think it was. And the food was really delicious. But Chef Jubilee can probably clue you in on to a little bit more than I can. So let's bring her right on. I was waiting on her. That's what took so long. Okay. Here she comes.
Hello, Shirley. This is Chef Jubilee. Oh, I went to the restaurant. You are so right. And I really enjoyed the food. It was very good. And they gave you large portions. That is what I like. I had the usual for breakfast. And I did have yogurt with the fruit. And the fruit in the yogurt bowl was so large. I mean, it just filled me up, really. And then I had some other things to eat. But the omelets were really good. And then they had the, pancakes. Now, the children portion of the pancakes was as big as the adult portion. And they had chocolate chip pancakes that we gave, that the children had. And, I tasted just a little piece, and it was so good, you know. And then they had chicken sausages, and I like that. I like turkey or chicken, you know. I know Shirley, she's trying to be a vegetarian, and she doesn't like to eat a lot of meat. But I like protein, so chicken and turkey and fish is okay with me. I don't like pork or beef, no. It takes too long to digest in the stomach. But everything else was very good. But I did take my own green tea. I didn't trust, you know, that they would have the kind of tea that I like to drink. So I had the green tea, Lipton. It was very good. But all in all, the food, I must say, was healthy. It was not overcooked or undercooked. No one ate things that they were allergic to, at least not at my table. And we just enjoyed ourselves. I would recommend that you go to the MP Kitchen. Yes, I would recommend that. And I would say that if I had to graded on a 1 to 10 grade scale, I would give it a 10 in terms of breakfast because it was very good. Now we might have to go back for lunch or dinner to see how that is. But the breakfast, it was very good. I am a breakfast person. I believe if you eat a good breakfast, you become smarter by lunchtime. I really do. Then at lunchtime, you don't want to eat a big lunch. But then you eat small portions And then by dinner time, you eat just a regular size meal. But I believe in breakfast. I sincerely do. And I had to look around the table to see what everyone was eating. And mostly, like I say, pancakes. I had the crepe, cheese, and I had, like I said, yogurt and fruit and the green tea and the chicken sausages. And, oh, it was very good. Other people, the children, that was, you know, they had pancakes, chocolate chip in some cases, banana, you know, pancakes, orange juice, you know. Oh, it was pretty good. I would say that was a very good restaurant. And I'm sorry that I came on late and I made the show late, but I try to do better next time. And I remember I am Chef Jubilee, and I am from West Indies and West Africa. And I am so happy to have communicated with you about these restaurants, because eating is the number one essential thing in life. You eat and you become wealthier, more knowledgeable, and healthier if you eat right. So this is Chef Jubilee, and I'm going to go now because she wants to end the show in about a minute. Bye-bye. Thank you so much, Chef Jubilee. We appreciated you for your insight into the MP Kitchen in Forest Park, Illinois. And we hope, you know, that others can check it out for breakfast anyway. And like I say, we'll be on next Sunday. We'll try to be on time. We're going to have Shelley Koninsky on with Wave Shield, the protection against radiation for cell phones, cordless phones, computers. Of course, he hasn't figured out how to protect you from Wi-Fi yet, but I guess when he figured it out. And we're going to talk about Green Bank, West Virginia, a town where they don't use any of those things, and they have a big telescope, you know, and it interferes with it. But until next time, we're going to say, Odiba, see you later, and have a great Sunday, what's left of it. Bye-bye.